Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some tunes about June, play some gypsy music, and celebrate the birthdays of Percival Mackey, Howard Johnson, and Kentucky. This being our first show in June, we've got some songs about June. June weddings are popular, so here's Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats to get us started.
Thank you. It was a night in June. We two were part of it. You stole a kiss, and I shared some of it. We found some bliss. What has become of it? It was a night in June. What did we do with love? It ended much too soon, and we were through with love. Where are the dreams that never did come true? And now it's June again. But darling, where are you?
Any dance band with xylophone catches my attention, and there you had Clyde Dewar and his orchestra with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on Give Me a Night in June, written by Cliff Friend. That Cameo 78 was recorded in July of 1927. Jan Garber kept going back and forth between the Columbia and Victor recording studios in the 20s when he was playing in a hot style, and then in the 30s he decided to switch styles and became a sweet band, hiring the Freddie Large Orchestra, a Canadian band he had come across in Atlanta, Georgia. We heard Jan Garber and his orchestra recording for Victor on May 29, 1933, and it was a night in June. The vocalist was Virginia Hamilton. Before that, it was Ben Selvin as the Cavaliers and June Brought the Roses from February 27, 1925. We begin that June set with Cliff Jackson and his Crazy Cats from a Radiac 78 waxed around February 27th, 1930, and We'll Be Married in June. We'll Be Married in June was written by John Marchini and Marvin Smoliev. Recently, there was a discussion on the Online 78 discussion group about a line in one of my favorite films, the 1973 Woody Allen picture Sleeper, where Woody's character Miles Monroe has been brainwashed by an oppressive government, but he's been rescued by the underground who are trying to revive him. Woody's been mumbling things while in his state of delirium, and Diane Keaton as Luna Schlosser asks him, "What are the A&P Gypsies?" Well, the A&P Gypsies was a salon orchestra directed by Harry Horlick, which played over WEAF radio in New York and was sponsored by the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, A&P. The show aired on Monday nights beginning on March 17, 1924, and their opening theme song was Two Guitars. Announcers for the show were Ed Thorgerson, Milton Cross, and Phil Carlin. The A&P Gypsies also recorded for Brunswick, and here they are.
Silver moon's gleaming, I can see your face beaming with love aglow. Love star, little gypsy love star, dear, where you are, I will wander too. My dream rose, pretty gypsy dream rose, I'm in love with you, only you, only you.
to me. Bring back my little gypsy sweetheart, that night in Romandy. For you stole my heart, gypsy queen, when you danced with your tambourine. Roam on, my little gypsy sweetheart, keep on rolling till you go back to me.
As the girl, it isn't the song, it's not the throng, only the girl. Some satin and lace, or wee bit of gray, yet none of it will give you a thrill, only the girl. You listen to the band playing music that charms, but can't you understand, it's the girl in your arms. With two hearts entwined, you're going to find that there is romance, not in the dance, only the girl.
Ending that set of gypsy songs were the A&P Gypsies, directed by Harry Horlick. We just heard them in late 1929 with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on Only the Girl. Before that, it was Harry Reaser, credited on the label of that British Edison Bell Winner 78 as the Sheridan Entertainers, and Roam On, My Little Gypsy Sweetheart. Tom Stax was the vocalist on that August 3, 1927 recording, which was preceded by Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and Play Gypsies, Dance Gypsies from August 23, 1926. Play Gypsies, Dance Gypsies was written by Emmerich Kallmann, a Hungarian-born composer of operettas. We began with the A&P Gypsies and Scrappy Lambert once again in January of 1930 and Gypsy Dream Rose. If we were playing Jeopardy and you chose States of the Union for 1,000, the answer would be, it was admitted to the Union as the 15th state. The question would be, what is Kentucky, which entered the Union as the 15th state on June 1, 1792? Kentucky comes from an American Indian word for great meadow, and the state's nickname is the Bluegrass State. The state flower is the goldenrod, and the official state bird is the cardinal, and the capital is Frankfort. So here in honor of Kentucky's statehood are some rapidly rotating records about Kentucky, beginning with the California Ramblers.
Bees are humming, warning. a new day coming, morning. Your heart drumming, wake up and see the sunbeam that come up peeping, saying, no time for sleeping, get out and set out to wander those hills out yonder. Say, folks, were you ever in Kentucky in June? Say, folks, if you ever been, you're going back soon, where the sun shines bright with a howdy-do to welcome you. That's old Kentucky's way of saying good morning.
Colonel's attention. Colonel Eddie Cantor.
Here.
Colonel Ben Burney.
Yowza.
Colonel Fred Levy. Here. Colonel Mae West.
Hello, handsome.
Kentucky colonels, attention. Forward, march.
Making love, and just for that they made him a colonel. Oh, he's a colonel from Kentucky, and he's a perfect ladies' man. There's not a colonel in Kentucky he'll love the way he can. You ought to hear him tell a story. He has a way that really charms, and he is always in his glory with some girl in his arms. He'll walk along, tip his hat, and then he'll say hello. And every place the colonel goes, the girls are sure to go. For he's a colonel from Kentucky, and all the ladies all adore that loving colonel from Kentucky that never went to war. Oh, he's a colonel from Kentucky with a goatee like a goat, and he believes like all Kentucky that water rushed your throat. He's got a way of making juleps with ice and mint and Mountain Dew, and all you need is one or two sips to feel like a colonel too. He'll give you odds in any race on a bluegrass or a bread, and the only time that he won't bet will be when he is dead. He loves the bells of old Kentucky and how he yells if his rye is cut, and he belongs to old Kentucky like the colonel to a nut.
Thank you.
I'm not quite sure what the intro on that record was all about, but that was George Olsen and his music from a Columbia 78 wax December 1st, 1933, and the Colonel from Kentucky. The vocalist was Mrs. George Olsen, Ethel Shutta. Before that, it was Harry Reeser once again, this time recording on the OK label as the Jazz Pilots and Kentucky's Way of Saying Good Morning. The vocalist on that December 19, 1925 recording was Tom Stax. Kentucky's Way of Saying Good Morning was written by Gus Kahn and Egbert Van Alstyne. We began that Kentucky set with the California Ramblers, credited on that Clarion 78 as Wally Edwards and his orchestra, with vocalist Elmer Feldkamp and Sweet Kentucky Lou. That was recorded August 5th, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, June 2nd, marked the birth in 1887 in Waterbury, Connecticut, of Howard Johnson. No, not that Howard Johnson, the other one, the lyricist. Early in his career, he was a pianist in Boston area stage and film theaters, and in 1914 he joined the Navy and served in World War I. After the war, he moved to New York, where he worked as a staff writer for various New York music publishers and wrote for a number of Broadway musicals, including Doing Our Bit, Tangerine, Paradise Alley, and Lace Petticoat. His collaborators included Milton Ager, Walter Donaldson, Fred Fisher, James Monaco, Harry Warren, Harry Woods, and Archie Gottler. He died on May 1, 1941 in New York City. Howard Johnson's hits include On a Doo-Doo-Dooey Day, M-O-T-H-E-R, A Word That Means the World to Me, I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream, Kate Smith's theme song, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, and these.
Thank you. your mind and dreaming the way that I do? Am I wasting the tears I've cried all these years, just wondering if your love is true? Will I lose in the end and just be a friend? Please tell me it's time that I knew. Will my heart have to pay? Will you send me away? Am I wasting my time on you?
We began our little tribute to Howard Johnson with Von DeLith and yet another Harry Reeser band, the Park Lane Orchestra, and If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me, from March 7, 1927. Next, it was the Imperial Dance Orchestra, a Sam Lannon pseudonym, and the musical question, Am I Wasting My Time on You? The vocalist on that June 1, 1926 recording was Billy Jones, and the band had all sorts of people in it, including Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and Rube Bloom. We finished up with Irving Kaufman, identified on the label of that perfect 78 as Ted Bancroft, and Sing a Happy Little Thing. Backing Irving on that September 12, 1930 recording on the perfect label was Justin Ring and his dance orchestra. Pianist and arranger Justin Ring was musical director for OK Records in New York in the 20s, worked for Pathé in 1930 and 31, and from there moved on to Decca in 1934. Last week, June 1st, marked the birth in 1894 in West London of Thomas Percival Montague Mackey. His father was a music publisher, so he learned piano at an early age. In 1912, he was part of a three-piece band providing music for silent films in Irish theaters. After serving in World War I, he continued working in theaters and in 1923 made recordings for Columbia with his group called the Broadway Five. Beginning in 1925, he was musical director for a number of West End musicals, the first being No No Nanette at the Palace Theatre, and he adopted the song Tea for Two from that show as his theme song. In 1927, he began recording for Edison Bell, and the following year was fronting a band at the New Carlton Ballroom. He toured Germany briefly in 1929, and during 1930 led a band at the Savoy Hotel. In 1931, he took over as director of the resident band at the Kit Kat Club and recorded 14 sides for Regal. From 1933 until his death in late 1950, he worked on nearly 90 films and the radio series Music While You Work. Here's Percival Mackey. Thank you.
and strong and silent, he may serenade his chosen female. He sings da 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 da. When she whispers to her pussy, does she say, oh, do have mercy? She says da 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 da. Soon comes a day when the parson does his stuff. The modern lovers catch 'em young and treat 'em rough. And while their song these two are singing, syncopated bells are ringing, chiming da 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 da. When she whispers to her pussy, does she say, oh, do have mercy? She says, oh, that is poor, that is
We began our little tribute to Percival Mackey November 10th, 1926, and After I Say I'm Sorry, written by Walter Donaldson and Abe Lyman. That was followed by Spread a Little Happiness, recorded in late November of 1928. We finished up in April of 1929 with Percival Mackey's band as the Everbright Boys, with the vocal by Fred Douglas and Da 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 Da. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.